Umberto D. is an ordinary guy with powerful friends. Martin Scorsese is a fan. Legendary Italian filmmaker Vittorio De Sica says Umberto is his favorite. Umberto D. is a movie De Sica made more than 50 years ago. It's a classic, and it's back in theaters in a restored version. Movie critic Kenneth Turan says Umberto is one of his favorites.
Umberto D. finds drama, beauty, even poetry in simple things and simple lives. It tells the story of Umberto Domenico Ferrari, a retired civil servant in desperate need of money to keep his landlady from kicking him out.
E vedrà. E intanto paghi gli arretrati.
Pago. Ho qui soldi. Pago.
E non gridi.
Umberto D. is one of the acknowledged classics of Italian neorealism, a movement that developed after the Second World War. It used real people and the streets of Italy for sets, both out of economic necessity and because of a belief in authenticity and truth as core aesthetic values. Umberto D. was directed by Vittorio De Sica from a screenplay he wrote with Cesare Zavattini. It was nominated for an Oscar for Best Screenplay, unusual for a foreign language film in the 1950s, and it stands alongside The Bicycle Thief and Open City as a landmark of Italian cinema. Because Umberto D. is half a century old, it needed repair. Defective frames were replaced, lighting levels in the print were balanced, and the soundtrack was restored. This was done with the help of one of the few surviving crew members, Giuseppe Rotuno. He became one of Fellini's favorite cinematographers, but in 1952, he was De Sica's camera operator. Its visual qualities aside, one of Umberto D.'s strongest assets was its star, 70-year-old Carlo Battisti. In 1952, he was a celebrated professor of philology on the way to a lecture when De Sica spotted him on the streets of Rome. Under De Sica's skillful direction, Battisti gives a compelling performance, creating a character very real in his quirks and stubbornness as he tries to hang on to his meager existence. He doggedly tries to sell his watch to anyone who will listen. Battisti's dignity and pride in the face of life's pitilessness and encroaching age is unforgettable. His equally unforgettable companion is Flicka, an energetic terrier and a natural performer. Part of the charm of Umberto D. is the way nothing is rushed, but everything has an emotional point. The film's natural and unobtrusive camera work is carefully setting us up for eventual crises without ever letting on that it is doing anything of the sort. And crises do come, so many that the Italian government criticized Umberto D. when it was released for not being positive enough. Yet it's hard to imagine a more remarkable tribute to the resilience of human nature. We're lucky to have it back.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.